Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and product. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number one. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number two. Edition one was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and/or pictures for Ebony Directory number two at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113. Prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number 2 will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory Number 2 a huge success.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373. 2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. We welcome all of our listeners via the website from all across the country. And we welcome you this Thursday morning. It's May 10th, and it's 7:36 a.m., Thank you for getting your morning started with us right here on the official OPT Network. As always, if you're driving in, we want to remind you about those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. Please be mindful about school buses and school zones. Kids walking and standing at school bus stops, just be careful, stay engaged, and as always, get there safely. Well, it's Thursday morning. There's a lot going on in central Louisiana this weekend, much of it starting today. But you know what? Before we get started this morning, DC, I said what we really wanted to do is start everybody's morning with a positive thought. Sometimes there are so many things that are vying for your attention, especially when you're getting your day going or you're ending your evening. There are so many negative thoughts that are coming at you. And so in order to just cleanse and get ready for the day, and get your mind in the right positive mental attitude, we want to just start by saying some things that are positive. You know, you can look at the glass half empty or half full, but the choice is always yours. And this is the positive thought. You might not be able to change the world, and you certainly, most certainly, cannot change other people. But you do have the ability to change yourself. And it starts first with self, and we talk about it every day. And you can have a positive impact at your job. You can have a positive impact with the people that you encounter. You can have a positive impact on the entire organization if you go in with a positive mental attitude. But just trust and know this. The choice is always yours. You can work yourself up in a frenzy about what's right and what's not right, what's fair, what's unfair. But the choice is really yours. And it starts with you and it starts with me. And so as you're driving in this morning and you're getting your morning started, you can make a choice. And DC and I have always said, it's been one of our mantras, one of our many mantras, that the mind is a powerful tool. And whatever you make the mind believe, it will adapt to that. And so we say it all the time. If you can have what you say, you might as well say what you want to have. And there are always, always entities that are vying for your attention. But you do, DC, you do have a choice. The choice is yours. You can choose to go in, woe is me. You can choose to go in and have a pity party. We call it a sore head party. You can choose to go in and rub sore heads about what's wrong, or you can choose to empower yourself, i.e. empowering the people around you. And when people come with those pity parties, you can look at them and you can find what's good. And it's tough. It's tough not to just acquiesce. What do I mean by that? Agree without saying a word.
It's tough. It's tough, tough, tough. But I'm going to tell you, when somebody comes to you with a pity party this morning, you can find, you can choose to find what's good in any given situation. And let me tell you something. It's easy, DC. It's so easy to figure out what's wrong. It's easy to pick others apart. But it's a whole nother animal to choose what's good and what's positive and what's right. And if you're in a situation and you've got to be there, why not find out what's good about it and what's right about it? Why not let your light shine right where you are, especially if you've got to be there? So that's our positive thought for this morning, and we hope that it ushers out all of the negativity, all of the junk, and ushers in some very PMA, and that's positive mental attitude, because that's what it takes to be successful. That's what it takes to live an inspired life. You're on point, everybody. It's Thursday, and the week is almost over. The day that everyone loves to live for, Friday, is just, it is so upon us that I know everybody's excited. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but you're on point. And when we come back, we've got some great, great information that is going to make your day even better. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. People just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and product. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number one. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number two. Edition 1 was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and/or pictures for Ebony Directory Number 2 at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM. At 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory Number 2 will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory Number 2 a huge success.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Just in time for tax season, it's a community-free shred day. Wednesday, May 16th at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Make sure your professional documents don't fall into the wrong hands and keep your identity safe. Bring up to 4 boxes of your personal documents, tax returns, statements, receipts, CDs, DVDs, floppy disks, photos, credit cards, check registers, and other things that may contain sensitive personal information and shred them for free. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union wants to help protect your identity and keep your personal information personal. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Free Shred Day, Wednesday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to be speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Doesn't Dr. Maya Angelou still captivate? Such a soothing, calming, inspired woman. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by J&J Exterminated. More than 50 years of experience and guaranteed protection against pests. Also, pathway advisors, your financial pathway advisors. Get on the right financial pathway with Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Red River Bank and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is there to serve you. The number to phone in Boyles Parish is 318-346-6695. Don't forget Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life and for the style of Mother's Day. So much to choose from. So many great cosmetics, handbags, shoes. The list is endless. And make sure that your hair and your mother's hair is on point this Mother's Day with Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton. You can phone Nora for an appointment at 318-442-7204. Because you know what? Nothing feels right if your hair is not on point. If you're just joining us this morning, you know, what I wanted to talk about and share with each and every one of you this morning is something called inspired living. And we were just thrown sitting here just re-chronicling Dr. Maya Angelou's interview and how it inspired our lives and how it touched us in profound ways that we can't even begin to articulate. Somebody who talks all the time, you know, sometimes things happen in your life that are so profound and so life-changing, DC, that it's hard to really quantify what it has meant because it will really take time. Sometimes we try to encompass everything all at once, but life is a process. And the people that you encounter in life are part of that process. And you were sitting there as we were listening, re-listening to just a snippet, a playback of Dr. Maya Angelou. And what were you thinking?
Well, actually, I was captivated by what she was saying, and I forgot to put the name. Once again, I became a fan.
Absolutely. And so this morning, you know, as we were thinking about Mother's Day and all of the people who are great in their own right, many people that will change the atmosphere, the energy of where they are, many will never ascend to where Maya Angelou is, many will, but being an inspiration right where you are and being the difference maker right where you are. And one of the things that we want to challenge you to do this morning is dare to tap into the greatness that lies within. And our conversation with Dr. Angelou was much about daring, DC, to tap into the greatness that lies within. And one of the things that we said to her as we prayed about the interview was that there are forces in the universe that come against each and every one of us. And for many people, because those forces know that you will be great in the world and in the universe, they try to stop you before you even get started, i.e., Dr. Angelou. As a very young girl, the enemy tried to shut her mouth, DC.
That's right. That's what she said.
So that she would never ascend to the greatness that we now know.
Right.
And so what is happening to those people that we don't know about, that the enemy is trying to shut their mouths literally, trying to steal that greatness so that the world will never know? And so this morning, I really want to challenge people to begin to at least think about those great things that lie within, that sometimes people will come against that greatness. Sometimes people will tell you who you can't be, who you never will be, simply because they are afraid of the greatness that lies within. And so as you're traveling in this morning, you're sitting at your desk at work, or you're listening around the world via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, I really hope that you will begin to ponder the greatness that lies within you. Because for each of us is made great in our own way. And many of us have never even explored, DC, that greatness. And for us, it was years and years and years that we never really, we knew that there were some things that God was doing and wanted to do, but we created our own plan, our own identity, our own sense of what we thought. But it is not until you come back to the real greatness that lies within, the thing that God has created each person to do, that you will be able to, and here's this word again, excavate, dig it out. And as we are approaching Mother's Day, I know that there are many mothers, and I know this personally because moms are so altruistic. Well, what do you mean? They are so selfless. They put everybody in front of themselves.
Right.
And that's what moms do. Our mothers did it. I find myself doing it. And I was thinking about it this morning as we were driving in, just the little things that we do, not even to mention the big things that we do. For instance, if I'm serving my family dinner, I always serve my family first. I serve DC first, and then I serve Deuce, and then I serve myself. That's just one little thing that we do as moms. So moms, this is what I want to say, and even dads, I want to say this morning to you, and I believe that this is a prophetic word for many, that you have got to come into what you were created to do and aspire to inspire those gifts and talents that lie within you that the world is waiting for. Now, had Dr. Angelou never opened up her mouth, had her grandmother never kept speaking the words, Maya will talk. Maya's going to talk. Maya's going to talk when she's good and ready. But Maya's going to talk. What does she do? She kept speaking and she kept believing. And Maya, at 13 years old, opened up her mouth and she said it. And I never stopped talking. And so I was saying this past Sunday to Father Silverino at our friend William and Robin Willeber's daughter's first communion, I was saying that Miles Monroe has been quoted as saying or wrote in a book that the richest place in the world is the cemetery. And he said, really, what do you mean? What did he mean by that? And I said, he went on to say that so many people die with those gifts and those talents that they never excavated. The world never saw them because of fear. And DC, you and I talk about that all the time. A million, we say a thousand forms of fear, but there are millions of forms of fear. And the only way to get by fear is to stand and face fear. Look it in the eye and say that there is something greater on the inside of me that will propel me into the greatness that I was created for. And for many people, DC, that fear causes self-sabotage. And we know about that.
Absolutely.
You know, we know how things can be going great. Everything is on your side. All the things are working together for good. And you can be your own worst enemy. And DC, we know a little something about that.
Yes, we do.
Talk a little bit about that sabotage aspect of what propels people into sitting on the bench of life and never getting up.
Well, fear can be debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it takes courage to be able to push through a thing, having that twinge of fear, mm-hmm. having that insecurity. And, you know, the word says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You know, we have to keep ourselves entrenched in that word so that we don't lean to our own understanding. And a lot of times people will get caught up in between that. You know, they use head knowledge, intellectual knowledge to try to get to where they're needing to go in life.
Mm-hmm.
When really what we need to do is lean on God.
That's powerful. And how many times have we intellectualized a thing so we're not just talking about it, we know about
it? Absolutely. I mean, and we've looked at situations, whether it's been business ventures, mm-hmm. whether it's been things in our family. We look at them, and it's like on the chalkboard, it looks like we may need to go this way.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that voice within is telling us, which we believe is the Holy Ghost is telling us, look, you need to go this way. But it doesn't make sense in the natural. A lot of times, you know, the Holy Spirit or God will say to us in the way that he speaks. I'm not talking about an audible voice.
Right.
I'm talking about a speaking in the spirit or say to us to do things. And we know it because sometimes we'll say something told mm-hmm. me to do this. You know, and we know that it's something saying to us to do one thing. But because of the people that are around us, perhaps the influences that are around us,
mm-hmm.
And the way it looks in the natural, we decide to go a different way. And when we fail, we say, oh, we shouldn't have done it because we knew
mm-hmm.
inside ourselves that we should have done it another way. And then we find out later that we should have done it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's why as we get older, we should do better because we know better
mm-hmm.
because we've lived out some of these experiences. And, you know, sometimes people learn through failure.
And, you know, Prophetess Juanita Bynum talked about failure and talked about, you know, there is no failure unless you really learn from that. You know, failure on the surface can look like failure, but if you have learned a lesson, then it can be a powerful teacher.
Absolutely.
And most successful people don't become successful without falling down, without failing. And failing is a tough, tough word. But this morning, we just really, really wanted to have just a soft conversation about really getting to the business of being about the business of doing what it is that you know, that you know, that you know that you are supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
But you're so encapsulated by fear and you have sabotaged yourself. And we were just talking about this yesterday, how people will really, I think unconsciously, sabotage themselves when it's laid out there for them.
Absolutely. And then a lot of times too, in all fairness, sometimes people will let the fears of others affect how they do things. In other words, sometimes people will try to instruct you on what to do, and they really deep down within themselves believe that they are right.
Right.
But they're not right. In other words, if God gives you a vision for something, he's not going to go to somebody else and give them. In other words, this is a good example right here. If you're the pastor of a church.
Right.
Okay. And God is giving you the vision of that church. Then just because a parishioner think that they know what the church should do
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that the pastor should decide, oh, okay, I'm going to stop everything God showed me and do what you
right.
say because you think you saw something.
Right, right.
Not that you saw, because you think you mm-hmm. saw something. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't just run the church into a ditch
right.
because one of the people feel like, oh, I'm convicted and I know that God is showing me this.
Or 10 of the people.
Exactly.
You know, because groups will get together and tell
Absolutely.
You what
Absolutely.
You need to do.
Absolutely. And everybody can tell you what you need to do with your thing. And that's what we've learned over the years. You know, we've been in a lot of situations where people have had exactly what we need to do or how we need to go about a thing. And then when it doesn't work out, they just say, oh, okay, yeah, you shouldn't have did that. That's what they do. You should have did it the way you was going to do it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they forget that they told you and that you're using the information that they gave
mm-hmm.
to make the decision that you made.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that you know who you are and you know what you're trying to do when you're out here, not only in business, but in life.
Right. And a lot of people call us up and they say to us, you know, I really want to do this or I really want to do that.
Right.
But they really don't have any idea what it is that they're wanting to do.
Exactly. They'll call and say, look, I want to do this. You know, what do you think? And I say, okay, what are you trying to do? If anybody calls me and say, look, we like what you guys are doing on point. We would like to become a part of it because I would like to promote this or I would like to promote that. The first words out of my mouth is, what is your goal? What mm-hmm. are you trying to accomplish? And most of the time, people can't really say what they're trying to do. They can't really say how they're going to try to get there, so they have to go back to the drawing board And a lot of times people appreciate at that particular point that what they had decided to do is going to be a lot more work, so they abort.
Oh, and you know, I think that that's why this conversation is so timely. It's so on point, because what we try to do is we try to bring the best people from across the country into this space to share with us. And I say it all the time because I read a lot and we read a lot, and we hope that it will impact your vision to want to read, because knowledge is power. It's sitting right there waiting for you, but you won't put your hand to the plow and just get to work. And so this morning, what we want to do is try to inspire and provoke thought, to inspire you to dare to tap into that greatness. But you know what? It's so easy to say, but it takes work. It takes sitting down and creating a plan. It takes hearing from a higher source. It takes meditation. It takes prayer. Right. You know, you don't just one day magically get there, but you gotta start.
And it takes courage to listen to people give you what they feel that their vision is for your situation,
mm-hmm.
and not do it because you know it's not right for you.
Right.
You know, and you know what I'm finding with the situation that we're in right now, everybody has the answers. Everybody knows what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, you know, and you know, you just have to know within yourself what you're doing, where you're trying to go, because it amazes me at how people can tell or give instructions on what we're supposed to be doing, but they have no idea where we're trying to go.
Or they've never done it successfully.
Absolutely.
And you know, as you were talking, DC, I just got really an impression that this is a word for somebody that is on a path that, you know, I was saying to DC yesterday on the ride home, the word says not to seek counsel from the ungodly. Sometimes we can seek counsel from the wrong people. Their motives could be right, but what they're telling you could be absolutely, unequivocally wrong. And I just got an impression that somebody is on the road and they're saying, you know what, that is the confirmation that I needed.
Right.
I needed to know that although all the forces around me are saying, how are you going to do it? How are you going to make this happen? Where is that going to come from? But you know what? You heard from a higher source, and you know that you know that you know, even though people around you are naysaying and doubting. Surround yourself with people who believe in your vision and who right. genuinely, DC, support that.
Right. And does that mean that everything somebody tells you is wrong? Absolutely not. A lot of times people are giving good, sound wisdom, advice that comes from wisdom. You know, a lot of times when we seek advice from spiritual advisors, you know, they say to us, you know, how it should be or what the word says about it. And, you know, you still have to take what they say and the totality of information mm-hmm. that you have and then come back and make a good, sound decision. But nobody can make decisions for you.
Mm-hmm.
All they can do is give you information, and you have to be able to decipher what information that you're going to let in and what information that you're not going to let in. And I'll go back to the words of Steve Sweezy.
I knew you were going to say that.
Right.
I knew it.
Say, you take it buffet style.
Uh-huh.
Take what you want.
Uh-huh.
Leave the rest.
Uh-huh. And you know,
because just because they're saying it to you and it's not going to work for you at that time doesn't mean that it's not good information.
Uh-huh. And you know, I was just thinking of our newism and thinking of our Uncle New. As we were having this conversation, and one of the things that I love, love, love about him is that he was an avid reader.
Absolutely.
And if he gave information that was not on point at that moment, he would come back and he would say, you know what, I was wrong about that.
Right.
I'm updated. And
absolutely.
So, you know, it is pertinent that we read for ourselves and that we stay updated, that we stay in a place of hearing from our higher power on our own and not hearing what others believe for us. And really, really being selective about the people that you let into your world of inspiration.
Absolutely. And a lot of times we look at people who give us information. What I do is I look at your evidence. If you want to tell me what to do with my situation, your situation need to be on point.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't tell me what to do with my situation when your situation is in a ditch.
Right.
Okay, that's like...
Or saying, headed toward the ditch.
Yeah, that's like saying I'm a you know, I'm going to get some information from this person who's driving and they're driving in a ditch constantly.
Right.
No, I mean, if I'm going to get some information from somebody that's driving, I'm going to get some information from somebody who knows how to drive, that doesn't have any accidents, you know, that type
mm-hmm.
of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, it's just real common sense, a lot of this stuff.
Absolutely. And this morning, our goal is to really, really encourage, uplift, and enlighten your morning. And to help you to get into that place of inspiration and be all that you are created to be. And start. Just get started. You're on yeah. point, everybody. We've got to take a break, but we'll be back right after this. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. World-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Bishop, are you surprised that Christians seem to have a tougher time forgiving than non-Christians?
I am not surprised, because we learn what we are taught, and nobody's teaching it. I mean, we're teaching three steps to get a blessing, five ways to get a car, ten ways to get your house back. You know, we're teaching all kinds of things about other things, and I'm not saying those things are necessarily bad, but we are not teaching about sins of the spirit.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by of Oil's Commission of Tourism. It's Couchon Delay time. It's starting the 38th annual Couchon Delay is starting today at 5 o'clock. It's Carnival Family Night. And you know what? It's going to be a great event. So mark it down. The Couchon Delay in Mansoura, Louisiana, starting on today. Also, Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Brian Kubero and Associates. We see accidents every single day. If you were done wrong, make it right with Brian Kubero and Associates. For a free consultation, the number is 318-253-0900. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT. Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. The month of May is National Stroke Awareness Month. We'll be talking about it. The number to phone for those screenings is 318-442-0106. Mother's Day, only days away. You still have time to make it to Terra Home for great, great Mother's Day gifts and gift ideas. At this point, go in, say, listen, help me. Men, go in. Ladies, if it looks like your man's not going to get what you want, just go in and get it for yourself. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, Axion Texas, Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone is 888-215-2373. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life. Oh, plus so much more. He has got just tons and tons of great, great specials. The number to phone is 318-767-2220. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, and Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They're the credit union with a heart. And let me tell you, the ladies and gentlemen at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union always serve the community with a spirit of excellence. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She listens. She's always on point, and she serves our community. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. You can go to their website by logging on to HicksonHasIt.com, and also McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about inspired living. And DC, we can't talk about inspired living without talking about Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Bishop.
You know, one of the things that he said to us, so many things that he said to us. But, you know,
put a blessing on.
He did. He pronounced a blessing on us, and we received that blessing. But, you know, in order to have what God says that you can have, what you're entitled to have, you got to find, before you can get on the road to any of those things that we talked about in the last segment of the show, you have to find that place of forgiveness. And as we are rapidly approaching Mother's Day and we're talking about moms and how special they are, you know what? Unfortunately, every mom is not a special mom. Every mom was not the perfect mom, and none of us are. But many mothers and daughters are at odds with each other as we're approaching Mother's Day. And so what we want to say about that is you got to find a way to let it go. Because if you don't let those oughts go, those things that have hurt you, those things that you felt were unfair, those things that have offended you, those things that have caused deep, deep pain, you know, many people say, well, you know, it's a process. Well, if you've been in the process for years and years and years and years, don't you think it's time to let it go? Especially, DC, for believers. And that's one of the things that really struck me the most about Bishop's book, Let It Go, that there are believers that stand wholeheartedly in unforgiveness and aren't even realizing it.
Absolutely.
And so for those people that are standing there, we want to encourage them this morning to really release that so that they can get on the path of their inspiration.
Absolutely. And releasing that in itself is a process. You know, the first thing we have to do is admit that we have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can't release it if we're in denial. And that's what Pastor Jake said. A lot of people are in denial, you know, because they're not hating people,
mm-hmm.
or because they're not wishing bad upon folks. Mm-hmm. They really believe that they're okay with that person. But like he said when he came on, he said that if you walk into a room and there is
the atmosphere changes.
Mm-hmm. You have an issue with somebody.
Right. When you can walk into a room and you just feel the coldness, or you feel the tension, like it's so thick you can cut it with a knife, but yet you'll say to yourself, I don't have a problem.
Right.
And isn't that really a lot of self-denial, you think?
It's absolutely denial. And denial is what allows people to linger and wallow in dysfunction, because they've told themselves that they're okay and they're not okay. You know, that's if somebody walked up to you and slapped you, and you decide that, oh, I'm okay with it.
Right. I didn't get slapped.
No, I'm all right. He slapped me, but I'm okay with it.
Wow.
No.
So, you know, this Mother's Day, and not just for mothers, but for people who are standing in unforgiveness, you know, and we were talking about this just yesterday, and we were talking about the greatness that lies within people and why they can't get it out. They've seen great visions of their business or their dreams or doing whatever those gifts are that lie within, mm-hmm. and they get them started, but it's halted. And I believe after reading the book and after having Bishop Jakes on the show, I believe, DC, much of that is because of unforgiveness. And he said it. He said many churches are not teaching on unforgiveness. It's kind of just fallen by the wayside. And so, you know, we're not sitting here saying what churches should be teaching by any stretch.
Absolutely not.
But what we are saying is that, especially for those people who hold themselves up as believers, and we were talking, I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and she said, see, this is what I'm telling you about Christians. Christians sometimes disappoint the world with the way that we behave and the way that we behave towards others. And many people that are not Christians and that are not affiliated with the church look at believers and the way that we behave oftentimes and say, if that's what you're doing, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Well, it looks like hypocrisy. Yeah.
It looks like hypocrisy. And it is hypocrisy.
Absolutely.
You know, it doesn't just look like it. It is it. And so if we're going to be the light, you can't be the light 50% of the time. You know, you can't be the light when it feels good. And so that might mean today going in and forgiving somebody at work. And then you've got believers, two believers at work that have fallen out with each other.
Or two believers at church that have fallen out.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't make good sense.
The church folk.
You know, and so we've got to come against that. And we've got to come against what the world sees as hypocrisy and what it is. And call it what it is. And we've got to start with ourselves. And at the top of the show, we said it. You can't change anybody else. Believe me, I know. And if you're a woman and you're in a relationship and you've tried to change a man, you know you can't change anybody. It's not until you begin to work on self, you know, that change begins to happen. And so before you can have those things that inspire you, those things that come easy to you, those things that you do better than anybody else, until you can let it go. And I'm telling you, I have, DC, I have spoken to so many people that have read this book, that are reading this book.
Right.
And we wanted to ask people, was it just us? Or did you feel the anointing and the difference that this book makes in your life? Because nothing will happen, or it will happen, it will begin, but you'll never see the full fruition of what it is until you release that anger, that resentment.
Well, and then in a situation like this where you have a book that has helped so many people,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if you're a person out there and you, you know, you have some hang-ups.
And everybody does.
You know, you're right. You know, a lot of times people will quit looking at the message and look at the man or look at the person who did it. That's how a lot of people get hung up. You know, the message is what we're trying to receive. And, you know, in Bishop T.D. Jakes' book, whenever you have millions of people who've decided, you know what, I read this and I absolutely see what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. For some reason, you can't get it. You might have to look at yourself. Because whenever you see that many people saying
that's good, DC,
a good thing about it, because people, you know, stuff just doesn't lie. It's like music. Music don't lie. Whenever you see 10 million people that went out and bought something, it's something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're seeing this book as the number one bestseller, not just in spiritual books, but in secular books, mm-hmm. it's because it's effective. And you can't seem to get anything from it. You might want to look at yourself.
Wow, that's powerful. And, you know, I told DC the other day, we went home. And
that's a hard thing to do.
That is a hard thing to do.
It's hard to look at self because a lot of us, we're so self-righteous. And whenever it comes off our lips, it has to be right.
It has to be right.
It's like the Bible.
That's powerful.
You know, we can't see ourselves as being in denial or being distorted or perverted mm-hmm. in some type of way. We really believe once we say it, it has to be the law.
Right. And, you know, when you say that, DC, and I just want people to know that, you know, your major is or was behavior science. And so you study those behaviors and you're constantly looking at that. And I think that that encompasses where a lot of people are. They would look at the man as opposed to the message, and they would denounce the millions of people that have been helped and touched and changed.
Right, because that person and 10 other people have had a committee party, and they've decided that can't be real.
They had a sore head party.
Right.
They're rubbing sore heads, exactly. A pity party. And you know what? We got to stop that. You know, because I think that's why we never really attain real success, because we get in these committees and we rub sore heads and we say, woe is me, and the rest of the world is zipping by. You know why they're zipping
moving.
By? They're moving, because knowledge is power. And when you cut yourself off from the power source, you start, you're like this water that we pass in our town, in the bayou. It's just stagnant. It's not moving. It's not going anywhere. It's just murky. You just die to self.
Absolutely.
Because you won't allow greatness in. It's a hard, hard subject, man. It's deep. And let me tell you something. We're people who have had to look at ourselves and our flaws and our shortcomings, and it's hard to do.
It's hard to do. But you know, it has to be done.
But it has to be done. And, you know, the only way that you can aspire to do those great things is to get real and get true and be honest with yourself.
Absolutely. And that to me is the good thing about having a partner who you love and trust,
mm-hmm.
and you know is going to tell you the truth. A lot of times when you don't have a partner, it's good if you have a really, really good friend and you can just ask them and really get the truth from them.
But you know what? Sometimes friends don't tell you the real truth because it's hard.
A lot of times friends will tell you if you honestly ask them and they know that you want the truth. Because a lot of times when we're friends, I'll know something about you, but I still love you because I have humility for you.
That's right.
You know, I have a humility for you, a deep-rooted humility that I'm okay with you having that character defect or that shortcoming.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love you. It's unconditional.
Right.
But to have that friend say to me, you know, yes, you do that, and this is what you're doing, you know, it takes a lot, and they have to know that you're sincere, or they'll just say, no, you're not like that.
Right.
Because they know you don't want to hear the truth.
Right.
You know, when you really ask a real friend the truth, and they sincerely know that you want to hear the truth,
mm-hmm.
they'll tell you.
Absolutely. It's all about inspired living and doing the things that we've got to do to be the change in ourselves first. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, but just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
This is Corbin Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. It is a natural factory, part what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions, find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them, simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from Memorialville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alexandria. The Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute. I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, May 10th, and it's 8:42 a.m. You're on point. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria, the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through programs. For more information, you can log on to their website at www.aattss.com or phone 337-214-0428. Also, Dillard's of Alexandria, remember, Dillard's for the style of Mother's Day. We want to also give you more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages. All you got to do is log on to www.beresponsible.com. J&J Exterminating, they offer programs that will help you to get rid of roaches, spiders, fleas, silverfish, ants, wasps, ticks, earwigs, and so many harmful pests. For a free consultation with J&J Exterminating, here's the number. It's 800-819-5323. Just phone for a free consultation. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years, and Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team down in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. And if you're in Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. Well, you know what? Mother's Day is only 3 days away. And if you have not shopped for that special mom, mentor, mother, whomever, it's time. You know, make sure that you visit Terra Home or go by Dillard's and say to that special woman in your life that I appreciate you, not just in word, but in deed. And it's a great opportunity to come together in fellowship, in forgiveness, in love. And I love what Dr. Oz said, DC. He said, women are the glue of society. And it is so true. And I have said before that women set the tone for the home. And so I say to Deuce Christmas daily, and I guess maybe because of the cheerleader in me, I talk about cheerleaders all the time, but most moms are, we're just cheerleaders. We just are. And I say to him all the time, attitude is what? And then we want him to complete that sentence. Attitude is everything. And so with that said, we need to make sure that we're bringing the right attitude to our families, to our jobs, wherever we are, because we are the glue. And I think Dr. Oz was apropos in saying that we are the glue that holds families together. And when we are in a place of unforgiveness, when we are in a place of anger and resentment and uncertainty, then nothing goes right. You know the old adage, DC, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yes.
Well, it holds true. And so we're hoping that this Mother's Day, that people will come together, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, and even those people, I've said it many times, even those people who didn't birth children, but are mentors, who add so much to the community. They add to the people that they're around. You know, honor those women and honor yourself. Because sometimes it begins with self and being good to yourself. And I know that most of us, and I know I'm like that sometimes too, most of us have a hard time being good to ourselves. Most women don't have a problem giving, giving, giving. But when it comes to self-giving, we have a real problem with that. And so we hope that this Mother's Day will inspire you to come to a place of self. Self-inspiration. You know, we talk about inspiring people, but I think inspiration, DC, it first has to come from within. Because someone can come and they can, Bishop Jakes, prime example, people can come and they can have the most powerful message, a message that resonates
with the world.
And then there will be people that won't be inspired.
Because they're in denial.
Right. And so inspiration has to start with yourself. I think you, what are you saying to yourself? What kind of conversation are you having with yourself? You know, and when you're having negative, stinking thinking thoughts with yourself, eventually that's going to boil over into other places. It's going to boil over into home. It's going to boil over into your workplace. And you can hear it in kids. If you want to know what a parent is thinking, all you got to do is talk to their kids. I was talking to a kid, and, you know, you can hear what the parents think just from what your kids are saying. So we've got to be careful what's coming out of our mouth, and we've got to be careful what message that we're sending to our kids, because our kids are impressionable, and they don't always do what we say, but they will do what they see us do. And so we are the tone setters for our family. We are, as Dr. Oz said, the glue that holds society together. But with that glue has to come some self-discipline, some self-reevaluation about what we're saying and what we're doing and what we are presenting to our families first and then to others around us. And so as we approach Mother's Day, we just want to really encourage you to really rethink where you are, especially if you've been in a place of unforgiveness. And I'm telling you, for DC and I, after reading Bishop's book and after having him on the show, we just really, really, really wanted people to get let it go. If you've been holding a grudge, or if you've been holding unforgiveness for 2 decades, 20 plus years, I think it's time to let it go, because essentially what you're doing is you're allowing that person, and he said it, you're allowing that person to live rent-free in your mind. You're drinking poison every day, or every time you encounter that person, every time you speak of that person, you're drinking poison and hoping that they will die, and they are not dying. But you're steadily, you said it, DC, you're steadily doing what?
Killing yourself.
Right. And he said it. He used
dying a slow death.
Dying a slow, hard death. And he said, you know, he used cancer as a metaphor in the book, because cancer is something that every single person, except for maybe one that we met on the journey, knows and understands about.
Oh, yeah.
But cancer is something that will invade your body and spread, and oftentimes you won't even know it. You won't even realize that it has invaded your body. And I'm telling you, when you hold that unforgiveness and you continue to carry that around for 20 and 30 years, you have made yourself sick in your physical body, and oftentimes you don't even know it. Aren't you tired of being sick and tired? Aren't you ready to explore the greatness that really lies within you? Aren't you ready to stop starting and stopping? You know, you start something. We were having this conversation. You were having this conversation with Deuce yesterday on the way from school about finishing.
Right.
And how important it is to finish what you start.
Absolutely.
You know, and what were we saying? We were just saying it's critical to be able to finish.
Absolutely. You have to be able to press in and finish what you start, or it'll be a habit of never finishing. Especially at the age that David is right now. We are instilling in him, son, that when you start something, you need to be able to finish it to the best of your ability. And you just have to finish strong.
Right. And that's what we were saying to him. And that's a great message for parents, because school is out in just a few days. And we were saying to him, press in and finish strong.
Absolutely.
If you never learn to finish, you never understand the accomplishment of completion.
Absolutely. And you don't want to get that too late in life. That's something you want to learn early on so that you'll have the tools to be able to take care of your business as you're coming up.
Right. And especially girls, I think, are a little bit different. But especially for our young men, moms and dads, we have to instill in our kids to be able to finish and finish strong. Otherwise, we'll raise the next generation of kids who if they can't make it on their own, they'll come home. If they can't make it on a job. And I've heard moms say, oh, they're just too tough on that job. And we give them the okay to quit. Well, guess what? Life is tough. And this goes back to the self-talk. What are we saying to ourselves and then ultimately to our kids? If you're telling your kid that the teacher is too tough and she has no right to be that tough, and you let them opt out, they'll start opting out of life. If you've done that, that's okay. You can fix it. Stop. No condemnation. Stop it. Life is tough. The judge is tough. Society is tough. But you know what? My mom always said to us growing up, and she still said, she said, if you can't take it, you can't make it. So there are a lot of tough circumstances. But if you start telling your kids, the coach is too tough, the teacher is too tough, they give too much homework. And granted, I have felt that way. When Deuce was in elementary school, I felt like there were times when we were going to have to go back to college to help him with his homework. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But I never said that to him. This is the requirement of that teacher. You press in and you finish. And then you start anew. What are the messages that we're sending? And then we're talking about the generation. We're talking about the lost generation. We've got to start taking responsibility for what we're saying to ourselves and ultimately what we're saying to our kids, because that self-talk is important, whether you know it or not, DC. It is important.
Absolutely.
It's critical. And you got to change it. That's how you change. You change what you're doing. I hear the music. Does that mean I need to break? So with that said, you know, we just hope that this morning has been something that you could take away from the buffet. You don't have to take away anything. You don't have to take away everything, but we hope that you'll take away something. You know, a lot of times pride keeps people from taking away what they need. Don't let that stupid pride And that's a word I really hate. But that's what pride can be. It can be senseless. And sometimes because it's coming from a source that maybe is unlikely, you just discard it. Well, you know what? We have got a lot going on today. And so we're going to scoot out a little bit early this morning, and we're good. But we've got a lot to talk about next week, and we want you to stay on point. We want you to go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. But the whole mission every single morning is to inspire you to think just a little bit differently. And that's why we read the books. That's why we bring the great people in to bring great messages, because we all learn. And hopefully we'll all sit at this table and partake and get something great. If you only get one thing that changes your life, that is the difference maker, it's all you need. It's just one thing sometimes. You know, so you've got to be open to possibility. And you've got to allow yourself to be provoked to think outside of the box, to change what you've done for years and years and years, and you've kept getting the same thing over and over and over. How do I know we did it for years and years and years? But when you put something different in, more often than not, something different is going to come out on the other side. So just remember what you're saying to yourself, what you're saying to your family. It impacts them, and it impacts the world. Y'all, we love you guys so much, and it is always our great pleasure to spend our morning with you on the official OPT network. God loves you even more than that, and you got to love yourself, because self-love is where it all begins. It starts right there. You know what? Tomorrow is Real Women, Real Talk, and I look forward to it. I hope that you'll join us on tomorrow. We're going to be having some great conversation. It's going to be thought-provoking. It is going to go where it's going to go. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with the close.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. I just want to remind you that today at 5:30, Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden will be speaking to the Young Professional Group of Central Louisiana. And anyone that is a YPG or a Young Professional Group demographic is welcome to attend at no charge. The event is going to be held at the beautiful Kent Plantation House property on Bayou Rapids. There's going to be a cash bar and light food. So they want to encourage all the young professional people to come out and really show up and show out for the Lieutenant Governor. They're going to have a great conversation with ideas and how to promote new business and new ideas. So that's happening today at 5:30. So mark that on your calendar after work. Also, we want to remind you that the Couchon de Lay, the 38th annual Couchon de Lay Festival, is starting tonight in Mansoura, Louisiana. And don't forget that the 8th annual Community Youth Ministry is having their pre-Mother's Day extravaganza. They're going to be honoring all moms and all women. That's going to be Saturday the 12th at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be a great time. That's going to be at Plymouth Rock Missionary Baptist Church. The speaker for that event is going to be Reverend Mary L. Jones of Trinity United Methodist Church of Bunkie. That's going to be happening again on Saturday at 6 o'clock, so don't forget to mark that on your calendar. We're out of time, y'all. Have a great Thursday, and we'll see you right back here on Friday for Real Women, Real Talk. We love you so much. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live.